Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's going to be a cold one this weekend, and I think don't let that stop you from getting out in your backyard, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. You'll be one of the few that are out there, I'm sure, because most people wimp out. You know,
and wear your pants, your big boy pants.
Yeah, right.
Not a dress.
Right. If you got some fleece-lined jeans, this would be the day to
use
them.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
But get out there and fire up a grill. They work really well in this cold weather.
I was at Dunham's while I was at deer camp. I had to get some new boots. And I bought some of these. I love these hiking pants. And I bought the fleece-lined hiking pants.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Those are so warm and comfortable. They're a little better than blue jeans because the material kind of stretches a little bit. But those are good for winter grilling.
I don't want to get too personal, but I'm wearing fleece-lined pants right now, baby, because it's cold out, and I don't like myself to get cold.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Do they chafe you in the winter?
Do they what?
Do they chafe you in the winter?
No, that's the opposite. They're so soft, they never chafe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a texture thing?
Yeah. You must not have any, Conrad, or you'd know that.
You know, it is the
man. There
the
he goes low.
It's the free snowmobile weekend throughout Michigan this weekend. So
they're giving you snowmobiles to ride? What do you mean by that?
No, they don't. But you don't have to have, a special.
Oh, government permission?
Yeah.
A trail permit or something?
Yeah, you don't need a trail permit.
Really?
Permit
I didn't
for
even
this weekend.
Know they had that. Everybody buys those permits. It supports the guys that groom the trails.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what
it does, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what they tell you?
No,
it always amazes me in Gaylord that they have a super highway for snowmobiles that goes underneath, is it 127 or whatever it is, the main drag up there?
Yeah. 75,
man, you go to a bar and they've got more snowmobiles out front
than
cars.
Yeah.
You'd go through the drive-thru at Burger King and you've got a snowmobile behind you.
That's the way the Chase Creek Smokehouse is. It's on that old railroad
between Ludington
spur that they turned into a trail, and the snowmobilers love it.
Yep.
Chase Creek sold, by the way.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, a local man bought it.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so Pat and Linda are off to retirement.
Well, they deserve that.
Yes.
They put a lot of years into Chase, Michigan.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, back to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Since I just accidentally fell in love with Philly cheesesteaks, and I did it because my good buddy Bob Dubisky gave me a deal on something he was repping. He gave me a bunch of free frozen shaved ribeye.
Yeah.
And he was repping them at the time, and he gave them to me, and I'm looking at them thinking, I don't know. But what I found was that stuff actually fried up really nice. You got to be fast with it. But after I got through that bulk of it, I decided to try brisket because I always had leftover brisket. Way better. Way better.
Well, just more flavorful because the brisket
has
been
smoked.
Yeah.
And you could chop it and put it on. And so I had a flat top, and this is a great way to do a Philly cheesesteak.
You got a Blackstone, same thing.
Yep. You have to have a good bun. You have to find somebody, and we go to Wealthy Street Bakery.
Right.
You get those nice French rolls, and you slice them. And I would make up my own garlic butter, and I would heap on the garlic butter. I'd slice the thing, of course, put a lot of garlic butter on it, throw it on the flat top. In the meantime, I'm throwing down some oil, and I'm putting my onions and peppers, green peppers and sweet onions on there. And then I would set down a little bit of brisket and just let it warm slightly, and I would cover it with cheddar cheese and mozzarella. Now, the original Philly guys, I don't think use mozzarella, but my good chef buddy taught me that a lot of Mexican chefs do this, by the way, that the mozzarella just adds a certain flavor and look, and it's stringy, and
when you bite it, it pulls away before it snaps.
And so he owns Sabor Mexicano in Lowell, and they are just killing it. If you want some good, authentic Mexican food, that's a great place to go. But so I started putting mozzarella on top of it, and it doesn't take long. And I'd put a lid on it so it would melt the cheese over the brisket. And then I would use my big spatula, flip that bun over, lift the whole thing up and set it on the bun, and then cover it with all those beautiful sautéed onions and peppers, my mouth's watering again. and you just set it out and watch people's eyes because they cannot wait to dive into that thing.
Right.
You wouldn't believe how many of those things we sold.
Right.
It was crazy. But that's a Philly cheesesteak if you're in Lowell, Michigan.
Right.
And or your backyard.
It's as good as it sounds. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've eaten many of them, and my mouth's watering just.
You've got a flat top. You can do them at your house.
Yeah, exactly. So again, French roll. You don't have to use brisket. You can find shaved prime rib in the store if you want to. But the idea is you got to have thin cut meat because you want it to kind of crinkle up a little bit and give you some texture in there.
Yep.
Being that texture is the word of the day.
And in all honesty, You could even smoke a chuck roast and do the same thing because
yep.
that's a wonderful chuck flavor. Any kind of beef, then get the cheese and the onions and peppers on a beautiful bun. Go to Wealthy Street Bakery and order a bunch of them because when you take one bite, your crowd is going to go nuts over them.
Little crunchy on the outside, and soft in the middle.
Hall Oof. Street Bakery too, same
yep.
owners.
Right.
Boy, that's just one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, it is.
So,
tribute to Philly.
Will I be rooting for Philly or LA? I don't know.
Right.
I like Matt Stafford.
Right.
Yep. But I got no horse in that race.
Right.
I want the Lions there. And I love what Coach said. He's seeing the Lions in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yep. Well, they'll have to go through Philadelphia to get there if the Philadelphia beats the Rams, right? Because I think that's the matchup. And then whoever beats Bills and Ravens meets the Texans and Chiefs. So I think that's the path. We're going to have a couple tough games to get there.
I can honestly say that the teams that are coming up to it are really impressive.
Yeah. Yep. Should be good.
I like Philadelphia. I like my Lions, but I'm thinking Philly looks really, you know, their front line is so big, you know. They are a good team. Very good team.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But I don't think the Lions will have any trouble with the Commanders.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean the Redskins.
Yeah, right. Now you got it right the first time, but you know we're about to get over that politically correct stuff in our world, and that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, lots of football to watch.
Have you signed an edict?
What? No, I didn't sign anybody's anything.
Oh, no.
This guy.
No.
You got to be careful what you drop in front of him.
Wow, man.
He'll just hammer it.
So what do you put? You put a sauce on your Philly cheesesteak?
No.
Nothing?
You've got garlic butter on the bun, and you've got, I do use seasoned salt on the meat when I put it down before I put the cheese on it. And very often, like my favorite, I make my own up, but it always starts with Lowry's garlic salt.
That's good stuff.
And there'll be some juice from the meat when it heats up that when you scoop it up, it'll get on the bun and drizzle through.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a beefy flavor.
You haven't carved all the fat off the brisket. So
right. It's
going to help you out. And don't cut all that fat off the brisket.
No, never. Fat's flavor, baby. Has been forever.
I'm full of flavor in that case.
Yep. So we missed one in Detroit. We've got our friends at Valentino's Vodka, Valentine Vodka, right? What are you making for a playoff drink?
I haven't gone that far.
Okay.
I haven't even given that a consideration.
Well, this time of year when it's bitter cold like this, I retreat back to my bourbon bottle and my wife loves a old fashioned.
Oh.
And so we're making old fashions for the Saturday night games. It won't be a lot of them. I mean, I might one, maybe two, because it's a 3.5 hour game, you know, but I know that that's what'll be happening there. And I've got my Maker's Mark 1792 out, and it'll make a good bourbon with those little cherries.
It'll make its mark.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yep. And and, you know, one or two is all I want to do.
And there's a lot of people doing dry January, too. So,
sure they are. So. I am kind of. Mine's damp. I'm damp January. I'm not dry.
Glad I didn't say that.
Got to be on a
That's why he wears fleece.
Right.
So you guys heard of California Sober, what California Sober is for January?
No.
That's no booze, but you're lighting up the reefer. So California Sober is
that
what
right? Well, you don't even have to light it up. There's a store called Loom that makes a seltzer with THC in it.
Oh, right.
Boy.
Yeah.
And I know of a few people that absolutely love it.
Yep.
And I can't throw my wife under the bus by mentioning her right now.
No, that's okay. You know what? It's legal. It's an adult beverage.
Yep.
No different than the bourbon I was
talking
about.
No, it's probably
better for you. Who knows?
Less harmful.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. It's a football weekend, and enjoy some of these great appetizers that we talked about or your favorite ones. We'll be talking with you next week.
There you go. See ya.